O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump held what he called a very good and productive phone call with the Russian president today. Ending the war in Ukraine was the main topic. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports there will be future negotiations.
We'll wait for more details on where exactly these ceasefire talks would commence. What exactly did Russia ask for during the call? What else was discussed? There is some reporting from the Russian news agency TASS that the two presidents agreed to keep in touch. There may be some kind of a prisoner of war swap being prepared between Russia and Ukraine, and that they will keep talking about what part of Ukraine's territory exactly is really up for discussion.
In the Middle East, Israel has resumed airstrikes in Gaza. Israel's defense minister says Hamas must understand the rules of the game have changed. It refused to go along with the Trump ceasefire proposal. At the UN, the Palestinian representative:
Palestinians are being killed indiscriminately, are being denied humanitarian aid indiscriminately, are being maimed and detained indiscriminately.
Charles Kupchan of the Council on Foreign Relations:
I don't think we're at the beginning of a month-long military campaign, and i.e. the war has started again. I think what we're seeing is Israel ratcheting up the pressure.
Supreme Court Justice John Roberts put out an unusual statement today rejecting calls for impeaching federal judges. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson says it's a rare display of conflict between the executive and judiciary branches.
Trump's postings on social media did send the message that the executive branch and Trump don't want to follow the orders of the court, and that they will try extreme measures like impeachment to get rid of federal judges.
A federal judge in Maryland has ordered the reinstatement of some federal education grants that were canceled by the Trump administration as part of its crackdown on diversity programs. Stranded astronauts are just hours from returning home. Peter King reports.
Their flight started last June 5th with much hope for Boeing's new spacecraft.
Let's put some fire in this rocket.
Problems with the Starliner's thruster rockets pushed NASA to have Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams stay aboard the space station until they could return on the more proven SpaceX Dragon. The trip home with two crewmates started early this morning.
And on docking confirmed.
Splashdown is expected just before 6 Eastern time in the Gulf, about 70 miles south of Tallahassee. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial are down 275 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months. It was just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Diane Carlson. Hey, Diane.
Hello there, Kurt.
Diane Carlson is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council and always highlighting great arts and fine arts activities in the community. What do you have for us today?
I'm going to talk about something for next week because you have to get registered soon.
Okay.
There's a partnership happening. You can join Racine Art Museum and two local artists as they explore Mexican culture and identity in art. It'll be happening on Wednesday, March 26th at Wingspread. Mm-hmm. It's entitled Art and Identity, Exploring the Shared Stories of Artists Nicole Acosta and Renee Amato. It will delve into key cultural elements, history, traditions, and contemporary issues through a creative perspective. The two artists themselves will lead a discussion, followed by time for the audience to ask questions and respond to the artists. The whole event will take place at Wingspread in partnership with the Johnson Foundation. And one of our favorite things, the event is free.
Yay.
But you do have to register before this Wednesday, March 19th.
Okay.
Registration information is all on the Racine Art Museum website. That's ramart.org, and head to the events tab.
ramart.org. And by the way, it's worth it to go just to see Wingspread.
That's just a bonus part of the evening. You're right.
All right. And again, your events calendar is on your website, right?
It is. And this is on there for next Wednesday at racinearts.org.
All right. Very good. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJM.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you, baby.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's together sometime. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Whoa, yeah. You were better to me than I was to myself. Thank you, baby.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, also home to the Don Rosen Morning Show. You're going to want to listen to Don's show tomorrow morning. He'll have with him Racine Mayor Corey Mason, who will be in the studio to discuss issues of concern to City of Racine residents. So check that out on the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Hits, WRJN. All right, I want to take you back to this date in 1965, March 18th, 1965. The Rolling Stones were each fined $8.50 for urinating in a public place. Oh, their parents must have been so proud of them. You're the Rolling Stones now. Let's spend the night together on WRJN.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry. I'm going red, my tongue's getting tired.
bye.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I'm outside your cloud. And if I get scared, go and run. Let them say your hair's too long.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, and his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of them in podcast form, too, on demand, when you go to WRJN.com and click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. The fire was discovered by workers who immediately alerted authorities. A couple dozen firefighters showed up to put it out. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. Lilly is aiming to meet growing demand for diabetes, obesity, and future pipeline medicines. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Says here, the more you use your brain, the more it will grow. That's what British researchers learned when they peered inside the brain of the average London cabbie. Drivers who had to maintain a firm grasp of an ever-expanding city highway and byway were found to have an enlarged hippocampus, the part of our brain that deals with navigation. And maybe that we are what we think. If the brain tunes itself with practice, it can likely be tuned to just about anything.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard. Squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today.
Another pleasant valley Sunday.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. This month's focus is highway work zone safety. It's all brought to you by the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission and WRJN.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
She's gone.
People, ain't no woman like the one I
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you as excited as I am for baseball season to be back? And once again, we are going to be your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. And our next preseason game is coming up this Sunday, March 23rd, 3 p.m. Brewers baseball brought to you in part this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, by Ferraro's Pizza, by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. You can see the entire schedule online at WRJN.com.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
W-R-J-N. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. Singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love.
Two games.
up nearly every single day singing.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a little rain overnight, a low of 42. Tomorrow, some rain possible, high of 55. And then Thursday, rain or maybe even a couple of snowflakes and a high of 43.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
shine, oh, if you is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The much anticipated